Looking forward to the rest of the season and what's ahead for us. We've worked extremely hard over the last couple of years. They have a strong group here, and although results have been up and down this season, we're confident that we're going in the right direction and we can take this club to a place that it hasn't been for a long time. That's been the goal from day one and will continue to be the goal.
But your head must have been turned off. Barnsley, it's a big club, just missed out on possible championship.
To be honest, completely out of the blue, the club received an approach, and I was granted permission. I had a couple of conversations, and that's where it's left. And I certainly didn't put my name in the hat. That's for sure. I was approached, and the club were approached, and that's where that is. And we're really looking forward to the future at this club. I've been totally committed and will remain totally committed, and I love it here. Philip and Sean and the club have been absolutely brilliant to me from day one, and I feel we've returned a favour in some ways, but there's definitely more to come from us and brighter days ahead.
Chance for chance, obviously talked on Notts County last year was possibly a mutter of a muse. You know, English clubs are looking, not just yourself, the League of Ireland and yourself in particular.
Well, I can control that, Kevin. I can control anything. All I can control is what we're trying to do here, and if people are seeing that we're doing good things here, that's brilliant. But we're totally focused on the job in hand here, and one thing for sure is my commitment that can never be in question.
It must be strange for you too that you're getting a striker in and your other things are going on. It must have been difficult.
No, well, you have to do your job, and nothing was ever a foregone conclusion, believe me, and extremely happy here. Never been a reason for me to think otherwise, and I was saying that a striker, a really good player. He's got over 70 goals in Scotland. He's over 40 assists. He creates and scores goals, he occupies people, he brings people into play, so we're really excited to add him to the group, and we look forward to seeing him in action.
And Daniel Mullen, is it you're talking about there, is it a case of getting him hopefully available for Friday, or what's the
clearance? Well, we're working at it, we're working at it. It might be a bit late, but we're working at it. But Paul McMullen's clearance is through, so that's good news.
And obviously Daniel's done a bit of training, as you say, in here. He's looked sharp. He's just speaking to him there now. He's sort of saying, you know, the standard, brave and high, no matter who's in the squad. Everybody's, it's a really good standard.
Aye, there's a good group here, and he knows that it's going to be competitive. And you can tell by him, he's excited to get going. And he's a good player and a really good lad as well. So he'll definitely add a new dimension to the group.
And obviously, after last week's sort of results, it's all bunched up again, you know, from the doom and gloom of Talladega. A few days later, everything's changed, as you know, with football changes like that. But it's just wanting to get a bit of momentum. Your point of view now is just getting this final flourish.
Well, it's our last league game for a month. So we need to try and pick up the 3 points and bounce in the Europe, where we know that captures the imagination. The people around here love European fixtures, so we're looking forward to that, but we've business to do on Friday, and hopefully we can get 3 points on the board, and then we can look forward to the rest of the season.
Sligo, you know yourself, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, whatever it was, down at Sligo, giving you defeat. They get a victory then there last week too, so they're going to come up with a bit of confidence after beating Bohemians.
Aye, it's a big one for them last weekend, definitely, we know it's going to be, all the games in this league are really competitive. We know that. We're sick of saying it. We're saying the same things every week. And if you're not at it, you get turned over. So we need to be on the front foot. We need to try and get our supporters off the seat, give them something to shout about, and see can we get 3 points on the board.
What do you like when injuries, obviously?
We're
Adam out.
We're in a better place. Obviously, Adam's out. No, the long term absentees are still out. Patrick's done a bit of training this week. Well, Patrick's done a bit of training this week. Michael Duffy has trained. Graydon's done bits and pieces. Paul McMullen's available, so we're definitely, although people aren't fully match fit, but we have more availability, which is really pleasing.